toll free. Bring up anything you want at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line as we launch here into the second hour of the program. The program being one in which you may take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. With you here tonight, it is Ian,
John and Ray,
and Mark.
And we're going to, we'll get your phone calls here about whatever you want, but we're actually going to bring a special guest on the line to start things out this hour, and he is Nathan Cox. Nathan, good evening.
Good evening, fellas. How are y'all doing?
Hey, good. You in Virginia tonight?
Yes, sir.
All right, good to have you back on Free Talk Live. You are known, I think, to many of our listeners as one of the most active, I would say, cop blockers out there with copblock.org. But you do have your own website. What's that?
Well, yeah, like you said, I'm involved in Virginia Cop Block. It's virginiacopblock.org. My personal website is one that I launched last year. It's just whoisnatecox.com. Kind of a playoff of who is John Galt, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically just a blog. I haven't done much with it up until lately, but all my old blogs from when I was writing, like while I was in Baghdad and stuff like that, are on there.
So your recent blog post that we're going to discuss here in moments is available there, whoisnatecox.com?
Yes.
And you, Mark sent me this over Facebook the other night. It's about a man named Eustace, who is basically being described in the news as a mountain man. He's somebody who has spent his whole adult life, it seems like, or a good chunk of it, kind of getting back to nature, living off the land, you know, building things in a natural fashion. He doesn't have any power. Tell me, how did you come across this character, and you know, what drew you in about the story? Go ahead and let our listeners know what's going on, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure. Well, I happened to be off of work yesterday due to the bad weather down here, and I just so happened to see a Daily Mail UK article about what is going on with Eustace Conway and Turtle Island Preserve, which is this 500 acres on the Appalachian in the Appalachian Mountains. And I read the article. I don't recall ever hearing about this guy before, which kind of surprises me because I'm one of my goals is to do homesteading and self-sufficiency, like I know quite a few other folks in the Liberty Movement as well. So anyway, I started looking at some YouTube videos and found some other newscasts about what was going on, And I quickly realized that, I admired and respected the guy for what he's been doing for the last 26 years. And I kind of took it upon myself to reach out to the guy and help him out. So I called up the campground. I found the number on the website and left a voicemail. And I sure didn't expect to hear back from the man himself, but sure enough, he called me back about an hour later,
mm-hmm.
and we had about a 56-minute conversation, and it was a great conversation. We talked about a lot of different things, and he made it clear to me that he in no way wants to comply with these government bureaucrats who think they can bully people around. And he described himself as a fish out of water in this situation. He's out in the woods, so he's not a largely sociable guy, and he's been really disconnected because of what he does and where he lives. He's kind of disconnected from the outside world, and he doesn't know much at all about the internet. And I haven't really talked to him in detail, but from what I understand, he didn't realize, I guess, the atrocities that we're facing here in our country today. And
yes, he seemed genuinely surprised. I was watching I think it was a News Channel 8 from his local area, a presentation about this man and what's happening to him. And, you know, he kind of had that look in his eyes like, oh, my goodness, the country that I thought I lived in, this free country, you know, what has happened to it? He made statements to that effect. And, you know, he seemed genuinely surprised. He's just been living out in the woods for three decades.
Yeah,
you're exactly right. So, that's what he does. is he, I mean, he's basically a pioneer. People describe him as a Henry David Thoreau or a Daniel Boone. And if you watch any of his stuff on YouTube, or even if anybody's seen the TV show that he's a part of called Mountain Men, which is on the History Channel, which apparently I talked to one of his staff, and she said that it's a pretty watered down. They say when they did the concept trailer, it was much different from the final product, of course. But they do believe that TV show has brought raised awareness about what's going on, which is important.
Well, but also I've heard that the TV show raised awareness in a negative way, in that the government didn't come after him until the episode of The Mountain Men aired that featured him. Nathan,
you're right.
What do you mean it was watered down?
That's pretty much how she described it. I guess they just weren't as true to what was going on there. I haven't even watched the show. When I get some free time, I plan on finding it on the internet and watching it myself. But
so they came after this episode of Mountain Men airs. Is it a town or a city? It's Boone, right? Boone, North Carolina?
It's Boone County, yeah.
County,
The other one is Watauga or something like that.
So Boone, so it's a city and a county, or it's a...
I guess since he has 500 acres, he probably has part of it. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So he's dealing with both counties.
Oh, that's got to be even worse. So government bureaucrats show up on his land and issue him some sort of an official threat.
They had a look around, and they said that everything he was doing was pretty much illegal.
Yeah.
And he pointed out, like, it was criminal. A bridge was, criminalized because it didn't have two railings.
Right, it had one rail.
Right. And the outhouse his mother, he built for his ailing 82 year old mother, that, of course, is in violation. So they ended up inviting him into town to have a talk, and an actual news reporter came to try to film it, and the guy didn't want to be filmed, of course, right. And it was a four-hour meeting.
The bureaucrat,
the government servant, wasn't interested in being, the public servant wasn't interested in being filmed so that the video can be shown to the public.
And poor Eustace, in that scene, in this video, he didn't know, he doesn't know what his rights are, obviously. He didn't know that he could have demanded that the recording, the person with the video camera come in there.
Right.
So the guys, he asked him to stay out, and then they had a secret meeting, basically, where the government bureaucrats told him, like you said, well, everything you're doing is illegal. You need to do all these things, and then you can keep operating your camp. Because this isn't just a guy who's...
But this is a camp. This is a school, essentially.
Right.
This is a school on how to live close to the land.
Right.
And they want all their little zoning rules that essentially
disallow
you living close to the land. So you can have your school on how to live close to the land as long as you don't live close to the land.
Pretty much.
Exactly.
The guy's amazing, by the way. I mean, watching his video, they wrap up this short, it's like a four-minute-long thing, they wrap up with an interview of him basically saying, look, I'm almost at the end of my life here, and if I've got to die for this, then I'm willing to.
Yeah.
I think that's amazing.
Yeah, powerful.
The dedication.
Yeah, he told me that himself on the phone. He said that he's willing. He's like, I don't think he kind of half jokingly said, I hope this doesn't start a revolution, another war. But he said that he would fight to the death. That was his words. And I told him that I'd be right there with him.
Well, I don't know if fighting with violence is really going to solve any problems, but I'll tell you what, Nate, can you hang on and we'll bring you back here in a moment? Can you stick with us for another segment?
Yeah.
All right, more with Nate Cox. His website is whoisnatecox.com?
Yes.
Right. Okay, great. So, and by the way, I've linked on our Facebook and Twitter to his article about Eustace Conway, the Mountain Man, under attack by people in North Carolina.
I'm looking at his website here. The guy's wearing a tie-dye t-shirt and a vest, a leather vest, and having his horse pull a log. I mean, you know, this guy's a real danger to society, isn't he?
Johnny Ray, you came from North Carolina. Definitely want to get your thoughts on this. 855-450-FREE. There's more coming up, and we'll take your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live. More about the Mountain Man coming up.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family, and cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber and every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com. This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Maybe you've got a question for Nate Cox. He is with us from Virginia Cop Block. and also whoisnatecox.com. Great activist down in the Virginia area. Definitely going to continue the conversation with him here in a moment about the Mountain Man, Eustace Conway. We've actually got the Mountain Man on the line as well, so we'll be bringing him into this conversation. He's being threatened by the county government, County of Boone in North Carolina, as well as another county, and I don't recall their name, but government bureaucrats galore. They're all interested in this man who's living off the land, interested in stopping him, putting a stop to the this man, because he's giving out ideas. He's not just living off the land. He's encouraging kids and adults to come out there and live off the land, too, and or learn how to live off the land so they might possibly do something like that, and also flaunt the law. 855-450-FREE. We'll continue with that here in moments.
Have you ever considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? An emergency is going to come along. It's inevitable. You just don't know what form it's going to take. It's a good idea to have some kind of insurance against that. A basic form of insurance is having some storable food on hand. Free Talk Live has teamed up with the Legacy Premium brand to bring you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for less than $1.50 a meal. Now, that's on half of what the competition generally charges, and they're the only brand that offers the 100% GMO-free and MSG-free and artificial flavor-free options. Vegetarian and gluten-free options are also available. The Legacy Premium brand is the best in price, storability, and taste. Let me tell you about storability real quick. If you don't have a well-sealed package with an oxygen absorber in every one of them, your food's not going to last 25 years. That's just the reality of it. So go to food.freetalklive.com and get the sampler pack there. We've got the mega sampler pack. It's a great thing to try out. That way you can see all the different types of food that the bioemergency food has. There's free shipping on all orders. It's food.freetalklive.com. Use coupon code FTL when you check out, too. Food.freetalklive.com.
Now, Johnny Ray has been here and get a little on the quiet side in this particular conversation so far.
You've been very quiet tonight.
Absorbing this here this evening. Now, are you native from North Carolina, or was that just where you were living before you moved to New Hampshire?
Good question, Ian. I was born in Wilson, North Carolina.
Okay.
And we moved around a little bit when I was little. I also lived in Louisville, Kentucky for a short period.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I grew up in Asheville, which is not far at all from Boone.
It's okay. A couple hours or something?
No, not a couple hours.
Not even that.
Like, I'm going to say 50 minutes, if that.
It's about an hour away.
I never went to Boone very much, but Boone is the home of Appalachian State University, and they had a fantastic football win a couple years ago against Michigan. It was a terrific upset.
When you're hearing about this story, we've got Eustace Conway, one of the Mountain Men up there. He appeared on a TV show. Shortly after that, the government of Boone comes in and tells him, you better do this and this and this to your property, or else. Does it make you feel like that's unusual for North Carolina, or that that's just the way things go?
No, not at all. I moved from North Carolina, and when I got to New Hampshire, I noticed a big difference just in the way that the number of police, first of all, when I was in North Carolina, every time I turned around, I was looking at a city police officer or a state trooper or something. And North Carolina is not as bad as a place like, I don't know, Pennsylvania or New York.
Sure.
But no, I'm not surprised.
But the bureaucrats are like this everywhere. I'd like to point that out. Zoning bureaucrats, if they exist, believe they own your property, and they believe they're fully within their rights to tell you what to do with it. Nate Cox is with us from whoisnatecox.com. The article that you posted summarizing what's going on with the Mountain Man Eustace Conway, Nate, is over on our website right now. Not our website, but it's on our Facebook page, and so folks can link over to that. But you actually invited Eustace himself to get on the phones with us here, and we're conferencing you together. Eustace, are you there?
Yeah, hey, appreciate you having me out with you this evening. And it's a real honor to be able to talk about some important things here with you.
Sure. I'm glad to hear that you have access to a telephone. I mean, I got the impression that you were pretty much down to the earth, so to speak.
Well, quite a bit in a lot of ways, but the phone is one technology. I don't know how to turn on a computer, much less use it, but the phone I figured out when I was a kid, and so I still know how to work with that.
Good to know. Glad you're out here tonight to, I guess, keep us informed here. So what exactly are they threatening you with? This...
Well, not just they're threatening criminal charges. One, that's a threat.
Wow.
But beyond that, not a threat, but they have given me a cease and desist order for things as simple as composting urine in sawdust buckets. So.
And the cease and desist is that you had to stop running your camp, right?
Yeah, I like teaching people about natural, sustainable, organic living and the American heritage pattern. And the local government doesn't like that at all. They feel very threatened by us remembering our natural, traditional roots.
Well, they want people to think that they're necessary. They want people to feel like they need the government. And if you can teach people how to live without them, then that is definitely a threat to them.
Yeah.
I'm confused here, Eustace. Are you allowed to have animals on your property? I mean, it looks like a good-sized property.
Well, I'm confused about what I'm allowed to have of anything anymore. I mean, I have a doghouse here that has a 4-foot by 3-foot floor plan, and they told me this 2 weeks ago I have to have plumbing, electricity, and a sprinkler system in it. But they said that the dog, they hired a specialist to come evaluate our business. When they came in, they took pictures and did a report that cost the taxpayers $1,500. One of the photographs is the doghouse, and they say an intern is living in here, so this is housing. And they said that every structure that has to do with housing has to have electricity, plumbing, and a sprinkler system in it in case of fire.
So surely at some point in America, some point in Boone County, somebody built a house before there was electricity. Is it just now the law that every building that exists must be retrofitted?
Well, that's a very interesting question. That's one I kind of specialize in with an unusual perspective as an anthropologist. In fact, I went to college here in this college town of Boone, named after Daniel Boone, and I studied anthropology. It was one of my majors. And so from that scientific perspective, human beings have been building their own houses and structures for somewhere around 3 million years. And the building codes came into effect in North Carolina something like 30 years ago. So compare 3 million to 30. It's a pretty interesting comparison, eh?
Now, they're just trying to keep you safe, Eustace. Why you got to be all up to
date? Yeah, right.
Now, I mean, how much would it cost? You've gotten this list of items from this government people demanding that you do these things, or else you're not going to be allowed to operate your business, or else they're going to file criminal charges. How much money do you think it would cost to do all this retrofitting and fixing and, you know, upgrades and such?
Well, it's a hard concept even to want to think about it. I'm sure it would cost $100,000 to fix it according to their standards, but to fix it up according to their standards would completely destroy the entire purpose of us
Absolutely.
Being here.
Stand by. Can you hang on with us here, Eustace? I'd love to bring you back for more discussion.
Yeah, I'll be with you.
All right, great. Eustace is here with us, and maybe you've got a question for him. 855-450-FREE. Nate Cox is back there somewhere, too. We'll bring him back in a little bit. It's Free Talk Live.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We've got the mountain man, Eustace Conway, on the line with us. And I don't even know if he likes to be called that. I guess we'll find out here in a moment. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. With you in studio, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And don't forget to drop on by our website over at freetalklive.com. We got a lot of features there, including news updates. You can get up to date with what's going on with the show via email, Twitter, Facebook, whatever your preferred method, and go to news.freetalklive.com to select one. That's or more than one. News.freetalklive.com. It's all free.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com carries the name brands that you want at the lowest prices on ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, boating equipment, and more. ManVentureOutpost.com. They're a member in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and they've got the lowest prices. Go check for yourself. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
Eustace Conway has been called a mountain man. In fact, he was even on a television show by the same name. And it was shortly after that that the government people in Boone, North Carolina, and also another neighboring county decided to take a real interest in his property. Would you say that mountain man is a good term for you, Eustace, or is that offensive? I mean, how do you feel about it?
Well, it's definitely not offensive. I wear a lot of hats. Basically, a person that's down to earth is the main thing. I'm an educator. I'm somebody that cares about freedom and liberty and natural living.
You seem genuinely surprised in the, I think it was News Channel 8 down there, they did a video on you and kind of did a summary of what was going on and showed your farm and, pointed out how ridiculous some of these government ordinances are, like the one where, you got one side of a bridge has a railing on it, but therefore it's a bad bridge because it's only got one side of it with a railing. It's absolutely outrageous. And you really did seem genuinely surprised that, the liberties you thought you had weren't actually there.
Yeah, I'm deeply surprised. See, when I was 17 years old, which was a long time ago, I walked out into the forest and started hunting and gathering, making my own clothes and living naturally. And I've been cooking on wood and eating my own homegrown food now for 33 years.
Wow.
And so basically I left the forest or left the modern world to the forest, and the modern world just kept on getting more modern, and the government got more and more control. I wasn't aware of it. I was just living out in the woods.
Surprise!
Yeah, exactly.
So you're 50.
Yeah, you're
50 years old now.
52.
Okay. All right. So, and who all is living out there with you on the farm? Is it? Do you have a family? Do you have, you know, besides the dogs? I guess
I've got a small community.
Yeah.
And it's mostly composed of interns that do a 14-month program here that want to learn how to live naturally. And so I think that whole educational component is largely the threat that the government is just really worried about, because people leave here able to think and remembering common sense and being capable, and it's just a real threat to the government.
So they've threatened you with criminal charges. They've given you a cease and desist saying you have to stop operating your school, which I guess involves those interns coming and, you know, other folks who come in to learn about living off the land and closer to the land. Have you done what they told you to do? Have you stopped the business, or are you just going to keep on operating?
Well, some of both. I definitely shut it down immediately to reflect on the whole deal. I think I might be able to get it open in some way, shape, or form, even if we just have the campers staying in the forest away from the buildings until we can figure out how to work with the government in some way. So I think they're having to adjust. I'm having to adjust, but by no means am I going to let go of my foundational values. I just give me liberty or give me death. You know, I'm willing to go down and let them explain why they killed me. So it means more than anything else. Basically, I've divided my entire life towards creating this education center, and there's nothing more important for me than teaching people how to live naturally and sustainably so we can have a healthier future.
Good for you. I think it's heroic. And the firmer you stand on this, the more it's going to inspire people, you know, to stand up for their own freedoms. Just to give you another example of some folks that are maybe in a kind of a similar situation, we've been talking over the last several months about a case in Orlando down in Florida where there's a couple who has basically tilled over their whole front yard. And they just got like a regular house in a regular lot in, you know, some suburban area of Orlando. And they've taken their whole front yard and they've turned it into a garden.
Good for them.
And the city of Orlando, or whatever it was, whatever suburb it was, came after them, is coming after them, and saying, you can't do that. We've got regulations that say you can't this and that. You got to have a garden. It's going to be back behind a fence and it's going to be in the backyard. And well, we're going to update our regulations to try to make it better for you folks. But even when we do that, you're still not going to be in compliance. And that was what I thought I saw in this news report, was that they are claiming they're going to change their regulations that will somehow benefit what you're doing. But I don't know about you, but I don't trust them, and I don't believe that that'll be the case.
Well, they're actually changing the regulations some, but I don't think it ends up anywhere close to where we want to or need to be. But I'm grateful for some of them that have a sincere level of interest on the state level. They're a little bit broader minded, but the county people have spent, I was in a meeting recently, we spent 4 hours discussing the word no.
Oh, jeez.
Eustace, this is Johnny Ray. I was reading about you on Wikipedia, and I read that you were arrested for trespassing because there was some kind of a border dispute. Was that, did that come out of ill will that had developed between you and the bureaucrats, or were you really trespassing? Does your neighbor have some kind of beef with you?
Yeah, let me start answering all those questions. There's one neighbor that's just really an unfortunate, kind of sad person, put those trespassing charges on me, even though I didn't trespass. I mean, the arresting officer, when he's putting the cuffs on, is like, can you explain this to me, sir? And he's like, well, you don't really have to do anything wrong. Anybody can make up anything and just put a warrant out for your arrest, whether you did the thing or not. And I have a strong feeling that this person is somehow behind the whole movement.
Could be.
A of the county. I think there's some kind of blackmail or something. There's definitely, the only thing I'm really sure about is that there's some corrupt background behind it all. I don't understand it. I don't know, but it's beyond the veil of health and safety that they keep saying. This is for public health and safety. It's like, yeah, right. Like, we teach about health and safety. You give us a chance, we're going to make the whole world healthier and safer. But they're sort of hiding behind those politically correct words, you know?
Man, that's frustrating. What are the criminal charges they're threatening you with?
They haven't even exactly expressed it, and I think it's really a bluff. And I think a lot of these government institutions use a bluff. And when it comes right down to it, if you start getting educated, which I have been, because basically I was just living in the forest, didn't know much of anything about it, and all of a sudden they bust down my door, come in with the whole entourage to shut down our movement and have a search warrant and spend half a day going through everything we own and then start filing out all these citations. I'm thinking, man, I just want to live out in the woods and have a good life.
Yep.
And so all of a sudden I'm getting this massive education, this huge crash course.
Yep. I think you're absolutely right. I think there is a lot of bluff involved. I think that when, if it actually came down to it, you know, and I realize you said you're willing to, you know, put your life on the line for this. I think that's incredibly brave. But if it actually ended up going to a court and, you got a good attorney that really kind of knew his stuff, I bet a lot of these zoning ordinances would be thrown out, you know, if they were actually challenged up to, you know, whatever level of court would be necessary. Because I don't think most people challenge this stuff. I think that they're so afraid of what the government could do to them that they just go along to get along. They bend over and they do what they're told. And they put all, you know, pour all the money in that they need to pour in to make the government agents happy, so they'll just go away.
I think that's a very, very important point there. I'd like to point out from my own personal experience, in the months that I've been going through this, all of my friends that really care about me, every one of them has just pulled me aside and said, well, I think you can get over it by, and basically they give me a list of hoops. You can jump through this hoop and you can kind of dodge this way and dodge this way and bow to this. I'm like, friends, that's crazy. And so, like, no one has told me to stand my ground and stand up and stand for the liberties and freedom that I've pledged allegiance to my entire life.
Stand by. We're going to come back with more. It's
Freetalk Live.
Okay.
You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. Disasterstuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from disasterstuff.com. Just remember two words, disasterstuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply
reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything you would like. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you on the site. If you like the show and would like to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. Get your shopping taken care of. And if you want to get back to the earth, I'm sure Amazon's got some camping supplies and other things like that you can use. You can utilize it there. There's all kinds of stuff you can get at Amazon. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can even order food through Amazon. So once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. And whenever you order through that link, you'll see there Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. So we're going to continue here with Eustace Conway. He is a mountain man. He is somebody who is living close to the earth. He's been doing it for his entire adult life. He went into the woods at age 17, and he is now 50. And it is now that the government has decided, the government of Boone, North Carolina, and another neighboring county have decided to target his property where he is running the
Turtle Island Preserve, I believe.
Which is a school where people can go and learn a variety of different tactics and techniques to live closer to the land. And you've been doing this for a long time. All of a sudden, they decided to target you. Maybe it had to do with the fact that you were featured by a television show for some of the things that you're doing out there. And
or maybe it was a disgruntled neighbor.
Or maybe that, too. And they've decided to tell you that you may be facing criminal charges if you don't do what they say, and that if you do what they say, it's going to cost you probably over $100,000. And I imagine that living close to the land like you do, you probably don't have a bank account with $100,000 in it. Nor would you want, as somebody who, as you said, cares about your liberty, nor would you want to reach to dip in there to spend all this money appeasing these bureaucrats and, of course, likely hiring their buddies to come in and do their work. Because I can give you a little personal I've had a personal taste of what you're experiencing right now. The city of Keene, New Hampshire, is threatening me because my tenants are living in a home where they don't have a interconnected smoke detector system. There's smoke detectors in the home, but they're not interconnected and AC powered, and so they're saying that I'm in violation. They're going to try to fine me something like $500 a day or something ridiculous like that, and it's been going on now for months, so I've probably racked up $100,000 in fines or something like that. But you know, it's just the same situation. A lot of people are dealing with this all over the place, where these government bureaucrats are coming in there and saying, well, we believe we know what's best for you, and if you don't do what we say, we're going to steal your home from you. And the average person doesn't have a bunch of money laying around. You know, I work in talk radio. It doesn't mean I make a whole lot of money. I don't know what it would cost to tear apart walls and start running wires up to, you know, smoke detectors and things like that. But I'd imagine imagine it's several hundred, if not, you know, a couple thousand dollars. And my tenants are totally fine with having just disconnected smoke detectors, just battery-operated smoke detectors. They're not complaining about it. No one in my home has complained about this. It's just that the government has targeted me because I love freedom and I'm an activist and I'm outspoken about it, and they want to try to teach me a lesson, and now they're going to try to do the same thing to you, and it's frustrating, and you are inspiring people when you stand up against these people. I want to thank you for that.
Well, thank you, and there's a young man named Nate that I hardly know, but he's a freedom warrior, a young fellow that found out about my story and reached out to help me and to help the cause for all of us. And I think that's one of the most important things we can do. If you find somebody that's standing up, stand beside them, because
absolutely,
I need help. You know, I feel kind of lonely out here.
And Nate is actually, he's on the line with us. He's been listening very carefully. Nate, are you still there?
You got it.
So you are stepping up to assist. Obviously, one of the ways you can do that is by blogging about this, which you've done at whoisnatecox.com. And as I said, we link to that over in our Facebook and Twitter. What else do you have in mind, Nate, to try to assist in this situation?
Well, from what I understand, I think they're going to let me help manage some of their social media accounts. I'm going to create a Twitter account for them this week. And they've got a pretty large email list that is only, and their current Facebook pages kind of show only a fraction of that. So I'm gonna try to get a lot more people following their pages in a expedited amount of time, so we can try to unify and unite each other, and start making phone calls and stuff of that nature. And we're hoping, you know, just like you and I and other activists in the liberty movement do, if we put enough pressure on them, they'll just bow out and leave the guy alone, and that's what we're aiming for.
Yeah, if they look bad enough, they'll generally do it.
It's true, but even in the Orlando case, they only backed down for a period of time. When they figured that the media interest had gone away, they swooped right back in and picked up the ball where they'd left off. So even if you manage to scare them away for a little while, that won't mean that they won't come back. Now, you don't have any power on your property, do you?
Never had any power come in. I've made a little homemade power, and they're giving me a hard time for that, like a little solar array and a small hydroelectric generator. Mm-hmm. All of our base camp at our education center has zero power because I wanted people to learn how to live without it. I lived completely without it for over 30 years, and then I decided I would try what everybody's been raving about, this power, you know, these light bulbs and things, and so I thought I would try it out, but I definitely didn't want to tie into the grid. I just wanted to make some green power so that I could teach the people how to make a cleaner, less impactful power.
I don't want to turn you into like a tech guru or anything like that, but I would recommend highly, and I know Nate can probably help you with this too, that somehow you figure out how to get a video camera out there. I mean, something that, you know, battery operated camera where you've somehow able to, you know, keep that thing charged up, because anytime these government bureaucrats come around, you should have a video camera pointed at them and get every single word they say on the record. They are very uncomfortable being around a device like that because it keeps them accountable for what they say and what they do. And, you know, as a fan of copblock.org and a longtime supporter of it, I know Nate is also a supporter and active with CopBlock. That's one of the most powerful tools that we can have in our inventory. It's, you know, it's been called the new gun because the bureaucrats are frightened to death of these things.
Yeah, we need one. That'd be a really good idea. I appreciate that.
So, Eustace, speaking of your online presence here, I've been looking through TurtleIslandPreserve.com, and people can go there and check out all the services that you provide. Is there an island? I can't figure out where is the island in Boone, North Carolina. I'm searching Google Maps.
It's in the top of the mountains here. It's very, very beautiful place, and it's also TurtleIslandPreserve.org. We're a nonprofit organization.
Right.
National Geographic looked North America over and picked us as one of the 100 most enriching destinations in North America. our local Watauga government decided that we were a threat to society for health and safety and shut us down. But your question is, where does this name Turtle Island come from? When I founded this education center 27 years ago, I realized that the name was going to be really important. And so I looked at all the Native American mythology about the turtle supporting the earth. And our primary mission here is to take care of the earth and teach people to take care of the earth. So really it's called Earth Preserve. Turtle Island Preserve translates in many native languages as the Earth Preserve, because without a good earth to stand on, we're nowhere.
Well, this is the only thing I could come up with. All right, the Delaware Indian believed that, and this was a large, large tribe all over the eastern coast of the United States, that the earth was supported by a large turtle on its back. The earth, and I guess that this is the concept, and I think that that's amazing, but it's the only thing I could come up with in the game. I'm stunned that I...
You got it, man.
I thought of.
So, Eustace, I hope that whether it's a call from you in the future or Nate keeping us in the loop, that we'll be able to continue to follow what happens with your story, because I'm very interested in it. I know our listeners are also, you know, supportive of where you're coming from, because there just aren't enough people like you, man. There aren't enough people, not just about the whole get back to the earth thing, but I mean people who are willing to stand up for what they believe in. This country is missing people like you, and the more people there are like you and the more attention that we can give you folks, the better off we'll be, because you'll empower others to make similar choices in the future and stand up for their rights. And I gotta say, I appreciate you spending basically the bulk of this hour with us. Thank you for
coming. You're welcome. Yeah, it's all about taking care of the team. We gotta help each other out, and I so appreciate the young activists I'm hearing this evening, because it's all about all of us working together.
Eustace, thank you. I wish you a good night, and I appreciate you coming on here tonight. Mark, what was his website again?
It's turtleislandpreserve.com. I'm really excited by this.
He said it was .org. You saying .com?
He's got both. Okay. Yeah, he has both of those.
Thanks, Eustace. Good night. And then Nate Cox, also, thanks again for bringing this to our attention and the attention of the Liberty community, and I know that people are going to be following along. And will you do us a favor and keep us in the loop as this continues to develop?
Absolutely.
All right, man. I appreciate it. That's whoisnatecox.com. His article that he wrote up yesterday about Eustace is currently linked on our Facebook and Twitter. Go take a look at that. Get more details. Did you link to one of the videos in there, by the way, Nate? I haven't had a chance to look at it yet.
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, that's good, because there's a really good video in there that'll kind of give you a real picture, a good overview of what's going on here. And Nate, thanks for calling in tonight. Appreciate the info.
Yeah, it was great. Thank you.
Yep, we'll see you in the next hour. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Thanks, Nate.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Quantum Vibe, it's here 25-23. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.